On the pitch, well, it's absolutely Gary Bowyer's done a great job, there's no doubt about it. But we are in the lower leagues, and that's the most disappointing thing. We should never be there, and I do wish them all the best. I don't personally go and watch them because I have a different view to other people, but I respect their view, and if they want to go and watch the team and support the team, that's fine by me. But personally, it breaks my heart to go to the ground and see them playing in a lower league when we've, unfortunately, we've been in the Premier League. You know, so yeah, very disappointing.
How difficult is that for you to come to that conclusion, bearing in mind you've given a lot of your time, you've worked very hard for the club, in the community, as part of the community trust, up until, well, the last few months, really, before you retired?
Yeah, 20 years ago, I set on my tasks to get people to go to Bloomfield Road. I would say I've done that for the last 16 years, 17. The last, the latter part of it, it just got to me a little bit, and all the trouble off the field with the supporters boycotting the game. It was difficult to sell the club, if you like, and I was getting very, very, very upset at people who I had encouraged to go to the football, to go to Bloomfield Road, to experience. It's not just about what's on the field, it's the match day experience, it's the thrill, it's the meeting the people, the communication, all them things that help people. It just went to pieces.
Tell us what it was like when you were going to talk to people, when you were trying to sell the club, as it were. Yes, you were a representative of the football club out in the community. What in the latter days when things started to go badly wrong, when the club started to slide down the leagues, how difficult was it to sell? Just give us an example of
was it
apathy that you were met with?
Or? Well, because we were the community trust badge and the colours of the club, which we've always done. By the way, we're a standalone project. We're just based at the football club. We don't have any financial implications with the football club. But it's gone from a very small project to a massive project. You know, when we were walking through, for instance, I'll just give you an example, a supermarket going to buy our lunch somewhere, right? People would shout abuse at my wife and I. And not just I, we've got 30-odd staff at the trust, and they were getting abuse. And also when you're in schools doing talks, I was selling the experience of NCS, the National Citizen Service, for the last 5 years, which is a fantastic project for young people to get them out of their comfort zone. Guess what? They wouldn't go. Oh, hold on a minute. It's nothing to do with the football club. This is a national project. No, they're not going because they see it as the football club driven thing. So it made my life and my job very, very difficult. I have to say we probably hit our targets all the way through, but the latter 6 months was very, very difficult.
What response did you get from the football club when you came back to them and said, look, this is, you know, the ongoing issues here, the problems, the boycott of the supporters, the antipathy towards the owners, this is affecting our work out in the community. What was the reaction from the football club to that?
Well, that was never really said to the football club because I think it was obvious, yeah? So what we do as a community trust is we're positive in everything we do because everything we do is fantastic. I'll tell you that now. Everything the community trust does is fantastic. And the Premier League has opened the gates, if you like, for us to access funding and do all the good work that they do. There's over 30-odd people there. The turnover's nearly £1 million. You know, this has happened from nothing. So the community side of the football club is absolutely wonderful. Very, very difficult to get that through to young people's heads who support the club and see supporters being sued and people boycotting it. You know, that's very difficult, especially if mum and dad are in their ear saying, don't you go, and then I'm going in, or somebody's going into a school to
sell. It's a
hard
sell, isn't it?
It's a very hard sell. But you know what? As long as people realise that the community trust is there for the whole of the community and they will benefit, that Blackpool has benefited enormously from going into the Premier League, and long may that continue, you know.
So your message will be, if you are one of those that boycott the football club, separate the two things. Yeah. Don't take your frustrations out on the community trust, because they're doing a lot of good work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I left. It was time for me to go. I love a new challenge. I'd done 20 years as a community officer. If I'm being totally honest, the job got too big for me. You know, I wasn't brought up in a computer age. I'm what you call a somebody who gets out there and does it. You know, I make things happen, and that's what I like to do. And I just had a few new challenges on the horizon. And the state pension dropped in, which was very handy. And
well, you're 65
long may it continue.